Hi, this is Chris Hoffman. And besides, the future expectation, the present encouragement is exceeding much, in that it is a voyage countenanced by our gracious King, consulted on by the oracles of counsel, adventured in by our wisest and greatest nobles, and undertaken by so worthy, so honorable, and religious a lord, and furthered not only by many other parties of this land, both clergy and laity, but also by the willing, liberal contribution of this honorable city. And as that thrice worthy Dean of Gloucester not long since remembered his majesty and his nobles, that it is a voyage wherein every Christian ought to set his helping hand, seeing the angel of Virginia crieth out to this land, as the angel of Macedonia did to Paul, O come, help us. Daniel Price, Saul's prohibition stayed, or the apprehension and examination of Saul and the indictment of all that persecute Christ with reproof of those that traduce the honorable plantation of Virginia, presented May 28, 1609. The overarching implication of this quote is that we must all come together as a community in favor of colonization under the umbrella of Christianity and nation. Not only were future benefits of colonization touted, but to Price, the benefits of and further justification for colonization were in the here and now. Members of hierarchy, as well as other wise authority figures, had been blessed with the foresight and knowledge to know beyond doubt that voyages to Virginia would be advantageous to England. They had been successful before and would continue to be successful. As well, the furthering of the British way was important, and of equal importance was that every Christian upheld this belief and created a united front. To relate this point more fully, and perhaps to address the traducers who might be listening, Price equates the angel of Macedonia, from the story of Saul's conversion and subsequent dissemination of Christianity, with the new angel of Virginia. Possibilities, progress, and propagation of religion are three of the rhetorical techniques Price uses to persuade and perhaps even condemn those who might think otherwise.